Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
This is 630 Headlines.
According to both Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter, they reported it almost simultaneously. Cowboys are trading three-time All-Pro linebacker Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
Parsons and the Packers already have reached agreement on a four-year, $188 million contract.
All right, that is 630 Headlines here. That was the announcement. You heard it there from Andy Hart with Ted Johnson. I don't know what that was in the background there. Maybe not safe for work is what it sounded like to me there. I don't know if Ted was disgusted or very aroused. Either way, if you want to go back and listen to that one, that's all for you. The Dallas Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers today, and it's the type of move that you look at, you digest, you understand why a team like the Packers were willing to go for a guy like him. What's most surprising about this is that the Cowboys and Parsons didn't just get past it and bring him back. That's shocking. That's shocking. Terry McLaurin back with the Commanders. Trey Hendrickson back with the Bengals. 9 times out of 10. More than that, 9.5 times out of 10. You're going back to the team after a lengthy holdout and maybe some mean tweets back and forth. You know, a couple of weird emojis on Instagram or something, and then all of a sudden you're back with the team, and that's the way it goes. That's the way it's been going for the last 10 years now. No one actually leaves. No one actually gets traded. Well, not so fast. Au contraire, mon frere. Micah Parsons going to the Packers, and could the Patriots have done this move? You betcha. You bet they could have. They absolutely could have, and I'm already starting to hear excuses for why they didn't. Before we get to that, here are the details. 4 years, $188 million, including $120 million fully guaranteed at signing, $136 million in total guarantees. That makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the league. Parsons on social media said, "I never wanted this chapter to end in Dallas, but not everything was in my control. My heart has always been here, still is, through it all. I never made any demands. I never asked for anything more than fairness. I only ask that the person I trust to negotiate my contract be part of the process." ESPN reported the Cowboys were willing to listen to trade offers. Talks escalated quickly. The trade brings a close to what at one time appeared to be a career-long relationship between Dallas and Parsons. Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys should be ashamed of this and the fact that this happened the way it did. I think in general, being a Dallas sports fan right now is a tough order. You're a Dallas Mavericks fan. You just traded Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis, you know. Now, here you are, a Dallas Cowboy fan, and you probably weren't thinking this team was going to win the Super Bowl anyway, but now, all of a sudden, you just traded away Micah Parsons for a couple of first-round picks. Not like you didn't get anything for him. You did, indeed, get a nice haul in return. and then you paid a lot of money. A lot of money. The Cowboys get Kenny Clark, Pro Bowl defensive tackle, the first-round pick of the Packers in 2026, and their first-round pick in 2027, which I'd imagine are not going to be particularly high picks. I think those are going to be at the end of the round, because I think the Packers are a team that you have to really watch out for right now. That's a team that is going to be for real. That's a team that is going to be legit. And Micah Parsons on that defense, they already have what I consider to be a pretty strong, high-powered offense with good young receivers and a good young quarterback. They have a fun offense in Green Bay. Their defense needed some help. And bringing in a guy like Parsons, that elevates a good defense to a great one. And in the case of, I don't know, the Patriots, it elevates a average to above average defense and makes it a good to great one. I think that's the same kind of effect that it could have. I think it could have had that effect here in New England, and I'm annoyed at the Patriots for not getting this done. And I don't want to hear these excuses about, well, the Patriots aren't a Micah Parsons away from winning a Super Bowl. That is really the biggest bunch of loser talk crap I've ever heard. Well, they should get Mike. Why should they get Micah Parsons? It's not like they're going to win the Super Bowl. All right, well, then I guess they shouldn't do anything. I guess they should just forfeit all the games. Why even play? If you don't think that adding a talent like Micah Parsons is going to improve your team enough to want to watch them, then what are we doing here? Okay, I understand we've been a spoiled fan base for a very long time. I understand that your average Patriots fan, even though they haven't done much in the last 6-7 years here, the average Patriots fan is just, you know, completely spoiled by all of the fabulous success that this team's had. But give me a break. We shouldn't worry about getting Micah Parsons. Why not? What's he going to make the team worse? Some people are predicting this team to win 8-9 games. The Las Vegas over-under for the Patriots is 8.5. What do you think it would be with Micah Parsons? 9.5? 10.5? I think you start to have those conversations. I think it bumps it up at least a game. All of a sudden, you're a 9-win team. You know, that's what Vegas is saying your median is going to be. All of a sudden, you have a feared defense with a feared pass rusher in it. Who's your most feared pass rusher right now? Harold Landry? You know, I'm really tired of one side of people's mouths saying, yeah, I'd really love for the Patriots to go out there and take a big swing and go out there and really try and make this team better, get some elite talent, bring it in, pay top dollar for the best in the business. And in fairness, they did that with Milton Williams this year. Milton Williams was the number one guy on defense. He was the number one free agent at the top of every board. They went out there and they outspent everybody. And people celebrated that. And now all of a sudden, well, you can't go for Micah Parsons because they're not a – were they a Milton Williams away from winning the Super Bowl? Were they a Carlton Davis away from winning the Super Bowl? Were they a Steph Diggs away from winning the Super Bowl? No, but you went out and got those guys, didn't you? And weren't those all good moves? Didn't we celebrate all those moves? Robert Spillane. Are they a Robert Spillane away from winning the Super Bowl? No. But they also have more cap space than any other team for the umpteenth year in a row, and I'm just tired of that. I'm tired of them being at the top of that list every single year, all throughout the year. Just once, can you have some other team with more cap space than you, one other team that's spending less than you are? Is that a possibility with this franchise? You know, and when you have a golden opportunity for players like Parsons or Hendrickson or Terry McLaurin. And, you know, those guys didn't move, Hendrickson and McLaurin, so I'll give you a pass on that one. But Parsons moved. And you were talking with a pretty unstable owner there in Jerry Jones. You know, say what you want about the Commanders and their new owners, and say what you want about the Bengals and how cheap they are. They knew eventually they were going to have to bring their guys back. Jerry Jones is out to lunch. Jerry Jones is just completely in his own planet. You know, Micah Parra, who cares? I'm Jerry Jones. I'll trade you. Fine. You want to get an agent involved in your contract negotiations? Not here in Jerry World. And they have the most value of any team in the NFL. And they decided to start nickel and diming Micah Parsons. Just pathetic. I mean, it's pathetic what's going on with that team. And it's a little pathetic what's going on with this team, too. You should have been in on Parsons. You should have been aggressively in on Parsons. Well, why would Parsons want to come here? I don't know. I don't care. I don't care if Parsons wants to come here or not. What I care about is first-round picks. If that's what Dallas wanted, you could offer better first-round picks than the Packers could. Much better. You could have offered a first and a second probably, and that would have been better than both of Green Bay's first-round pick, because your first-round pick is still probably going to be in the top 10, even with Parsons. It's my thought anyway. I don't think this team's an 8- or 9-win team. But if that's what Vegas is saying, great. Either way, they're going to probably win less games than the Packers. And that's with or without Micah Parsons. So I guess that's what is sticking out to me right now, is that the Patriots still aren't really players when it comes to stuff like this. They're not. It was nice that they went out and got Williams. It was nice that they went and got Davis. I liked that they picked up Diggs, although it wasn't like there was some big fire sale with Diggs there. You know, the big names were the DK Metcalfs and the Cooper Cups and, you know, what have you. T. Higgins didn't make it to free agency. So, you know, like, it was one of those type of deals. Chris Godwin took $20 million less dollars to go back to Tampa Bay. You know, it just wasn't going to work out with you for a lot of these guys. But when you have an opportunity to make a trade like this, and it's a trade that hinges on a big extension, like, you would have had to make this trade and then, of course, turn around and hand Micah Parsons this crazy, legendary, wild contract, which you could easily afford. And it just doesn't seem like there was much interest in that. Doesn't seem like there was really much urgency for something like that, for a big infusion of elite talent from a guy with a lot to prove, leaving a team, going somewhere else and wanting to start new and reestablish himself as a game wrecker. You don't want a guy like that in New England. Just someone tell me why not. Someone explain to me why not. 617-779-7937. Because they're not a Micah Parsons away from winning. I reject that argument. Were they a Milton Williams away? No, but they signed him. And it was worth signing him. It was a good signing. You're telling me if they traded for Parsons, traded a couple firsts, or a first and a second, and then gave him a big contract, you would consider that a bad deal? A bad deal for this team? I don't know. I cannot understand that. You want to keep kicking the can down the road and waiting for the perfect time to strike? Okay, you only get so many years of Drake May on his rookie deal, you know? The clock's ticking here. And I'd rather not keep piddling away these seasons, waiting for the big time. Well, when they're ready, they can go out and get a Micah Parsons. Guys like Micah Parsons don't make themselves available all that often, just so you know. That's a real rarity that you see a guy like that pop up on the trade block. It just doesn't happen very often. Very, very rare. And the Packers? I mean, that's a team with no owner. It's a team that's owned by a public trust. And so, again, I mean, their finances are very different from, say, the Kraft families, but it doesn't really mean that much to me. It just doesn't. You could have afforded it. You could have afforded more than that. You're once again going into this season with all this cap space that you just, it's not like it carries over. You don't need cap space. You don't need $40 million, $30 million in cap space, whatever it is. Where are they at right now? Is it like $40 or $50 million? And it's always tops in the league. That's the thing. Can it ever not be tops in the league? $52 million in cap space. Next highest is the Lions at 35, the Raiders at 28, and the Niners at 26. Those are the three below you. They're like half the amount of cap space that you have. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I don't know. I mean, it's not like they have a ton of great talent to try and move for them. You know, I know that there was a Pro Bowler that went back there. Kenny Clark goes back there as part of the deal. But I'm not thinking that that's what Dallas was really looking for. They were looking for top-end draft picks. And your draft picks are going to be better than Green Bay's, I'll tell you that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Patriots whiff again. Parsons going to the Packers. We'll get to your phone calls on it in a moment. It's 617-779-7937. We'll do that next. And a lot of movement in the media landscape. ESPN, everybody getting ready for football season to start, announcing new lineups, new shows, all that stuff. We'll wrangle it up here in just a moment on the Christian Arcan Show.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. The Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. I'm going to get to your Patriots calls here in just a moment, but first we have some breaking news.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Ken Rosenthal, moments ago while we were in commercial break, tweeted the following: Red Sox top pitching prospect Peyton Tolley expected to make his major league debut tomorrow night at Fenway Park against Paul Skeens. Tolley, a left-hander, was the team's second-round pick out of TCU last year. Meteoric rise in his first pro season. There you have it. The mystery is over. It won't be Kyle Harrison. It will be the Piglet, as he has been nicknamed by, I think Lou was the first one to come up with that, the Piglet. Peyton Tolley, mini crochet, will be going tomorrow night against Skeens. Skeens, by the way, is pitching tomorrow. I thought that I saw that, and then I clicked over to the ESPN schedule, and they had Skeens going Saturday. So I should always know better than to trust ESPN when it comes to their probable pitching schedule, because it's all over the place. I've been burned by them a few times this year during the pregame show. You know, they'll have just the wrong thing up there. And so at MLB.com, it's the way to go. I got to go with MLB.com when it comes to that stuff. Skeens is pitching tomorrow. So if Thomas, if you're still listening, that's when you may bump into Livy Dunn in the hot dog line. And try not to soil yourself if that happens. I know it's tough. Anyway, Peyton Tolley. I'm excited to see him. I'm excited to see what he looks like. I thought that it would be a little bit dramatic to call him up right now and have him come in for a spot start. I'm still holding on to the idea, and this is going to put it to the test tomorrow. Holding on to the idea that Walker Buehler maybe shouldn't have been demoted. Maybe that was a little bit of a but. It's not like he's been good. But he's your number five starter, and his ERA this month has been under four. It was like 3.95 or something like that, which for your number five starter, I'll take that. I'm not saying he's been great, but he's been acceptable for a number five starter. And now, since then, you've gone with one inning of Bernardino, and then Richard Fitz is a long reliever. He gets injured, and now the next move is, well, we don't want to yo-yo Buehler back and forth out of the rotation. So now, instead of doing that, we're going to call up this rookie who was drafted last year. You know, like, I just, I want to say that I'm excited about it because I am excited to see him. It's not like I don't want to see Tolley against major league hitting. I do. I want to see if the kid can come up here and do it. It's always exciting. That's an exciting moment when a rookie makes his debut, especially when it's a pennant race, especially when it's against the all-timer like Paul Skeens, who was just ridiculous, having one of the great seasons ever, one of the great careers ever. Basically Sandy Koufax, that guy. And that's who you're going up against. A cool story. But I also don't want, at this point in the season, when I know that a guy like Walker Buehler maybe isn't going to go deep into the game and that you may have to go to the bullpen or you may have to go to some long reliever or something or whatever. I don't know. But I at the very least know that he'll probably give you four innings and two runs in the four innings, maybe three, which isn't great, but it's acceptable. I don't know what the hell Peyton Tolley's going to do. I have no idea. Peyton Tolley might go in there and get rocked tomorrow by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, it's not like the Pittsburgh Pirates have been doing a lot of rocking this year, but still, it's a rookie, you know, it's a kid making his debut. Like, I just think that's a tough position to put a young player in. But maybe he'll be up for it. Sometimes guys are. Sometimes pitchers are. I remember Jonathan Papelbon coming up and being effective right away. And sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're Dustin Pedroia, and they come up and they're terrible. And the next year, they're badass. Roman Anthony in his first 50 at-bats didn't exactly tear it up here with the Red Sox. And since then, he's been incredible. So we'll see. But there's your breaking news. Peyton Tolle will be making his major league debut tomorrow night at Fenway against Paul Skeens. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I wanted to get into some media-related headlines here, because this is the time of year where the big networks all start rolling out their new schedules, their new hosts, their new shows, etc. And I am very interested in some of these moves that got made. For example, Bussin' with the Boys, Taylor Lewan and the other guy. What's the other guy's name on that show? I forget. They're going to ESPN, which we already knew. That got announced. Ryan Russillo leaving the Ringer and going to Barstool, or Barstool is investing in this new media company that Russillo is starting. Ryan Russillo, who has a wonderful connection to this radio station, which, David, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but there was a guy who used to host the morning show here named John Dennis, and it was John Dennis and Jerry Callahan. The show was called Dennis and Callahan. This was before Minahan got here. And Ryan Russillo, I forget why they were at the same place, but Dino and Russillo were at the same place. At the time, I think Russillo was working at, was it 890, the station down there in the Marina Bay? I think it was that one. I may be mixing that up with a different station, but either way. Back then, and this is really not the case anymore, and it's too bad, and if I could just rant for a second here. When I was younger, there were all these smaller stations. There was, you know, the 890 and ESPN New Hampshire, and there was a station in Connecticut, station in Vermont, Rhode Island. I think there's still one in Rhode Island. You know, these local sports stations, these small, local, independently owned sports stations. Here we go. Thank you, Brian, if you're watching on Twitch. And Russillo was at one of them, and I worked at one of them, as did Rich Keefe, as did Mike Menansky. Some of you may remember Matt Peralt. He worked here for a little while. It was all guys that were at ESPN New Hampshire, WGAM The Game, it was also called. And that's where I sort of got my start before I worked here the first time, and then, you know, everything that happened in my career. But Russillo, I think at the time, was at one of those small stations. And he had some kind of interaction out in public with John Dennis. And Dennis left him a voice message that was one of the all-time great pieces of media that was ever played here on this show. If you, down this show, on the station, really, in general. And I don't know if it's still in there. If you could take a look for Russillo Dennis in the system right now and just tell me if anything pops up. Every time I ask you or Joe or Zach or somebody about an old piece of WEEI lore, for some reason it always involves John Dennis. I don't know why that is. But with Dennis, I had the other thing with the cleanup after Mike Adams, that whole thing of him screaming and yelling about Mikey with the tissues, which longtime listeners of this station might remember. But the Ryan Russillo thing was tremendous. I mean, really a tremendous piece of WEEI media. That I don't know whatever happened to that. I don't know if that ever escalated. I'll be honest with you, I like Russillo, but I don't listen to a lot of podcast. You know, I wasn't a big-time consumer of The Ringer. Or was he at, what was Simmons' thing before The Ringer? It was, I forget what it was called, but then he sold it, and then The Ringer started. And I forget if Russillo was involved in that site beforehand, which was named after an old sports writer. I forget what that was called. But that was like Simmons' first thing, and then The Ringer came after that. He had that show on HBO. And now he's losing Russillo, and I think that's going to be a tough loss for them. Russillo is a force. I mean, really, he is. And Portnoy investing in him, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Is this Rotillo or Rotillo or Rodillo or
That was John Dennis attempting to pronounce Russillo.
The rest of it isn't clean, so we can't play it.
Oh, but no, it certainly isn't. Maybe we can. We don't have to clean it up for tonight. If you want to find it, you can go and seek it out. Is it on like Twitter or something? Or on like
yeah,
YouTube?
It's all over YouTube, Reddit. It's everywhere.
All right, you go on YouTube and you look up John Dennis and Ryan Russillo. You guys can enjoy the audio yourself. Let me just say, yeah, that was a little amuse-bouche for you right there. That was a little appetizer.
It is funny. It's a voicemail. The video we have is 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Imagine getting a voicemail that's 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah, and it's not like a butt dial. Usually when you get like a long voice, but you hear the guy, you know, you hear someone's pocket for like 10 seconds, and then it's over. But like, yeah, a 2-minute, and it's he talks for the entire 2 minutes. That's good. You know you're getting something good right there. And Dino was none too happy with a young Russillo. Russillo, who, by the way, I looked it up, is 50. He's 50 years old. I mean, I'm 43, so I shouldn't be shocked, but... You know, I remember him being like this young gun in the industry. I remember Russillo was like the young guy. Everybody, oh, here he is. He's this young guy coming up through the wings, and now he's 50. It's just weird to think of Ryan Russillo as a 50-year-old person. Anyway, that's going on. Also, Robert Griffin III, RG3, is doing a podcast on Fox. Fox, who, by the way, almost had a big blow-up with YouTube TV, which I am a YouTube TV viewer, by the way. I cut the cord a long time ago. I loved YouTube TV when it first came out and was much cheaper than cable. It barely is anymore, and every year there's some big dispute with them and NBC or Fox or somebody, some other thing, trying to get the streaming monopoly and to nudge YouTube TV right out of the way. I love YouTube TV. I want to keep it. I love it. It's got the best DVR. I think it's better than cable. It's still a little bit cheaper, not much anymore, like almost not enough to even make it worth it, but they do keep having these problems. And so do the cable carriers, too, by the way. DirecTV, I feel like, has a big dispute with some network every year, too. So this is just going to keep happening. Thankfully, YouTube TV and Fox came to an agreement, so we'll still get our football, and the boomers will still get their Fox News. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick media break there as we move into the 7 o'clock hour, which we will take a good long look at the Patriots roster. Roster cutdown day is over. The day after cutdown day, where they made more cuts, is also over. There's been a big trade in the NFL the Patriots were clearly not a part of, and we'll get to all of that with your phone calls next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.